These are hymns that you can go to death with. That's the great thing about a hymn. These are the hymns that the children of Zion sing as they go home. So they're good for all the sufferings and hardships of this life. They're good for all the joys and happiness of this life. And they're good for the agony and pain of death. They get you all the way through. And that's what's the difference between a hymn and a ditty. A hymn's designed to do that heavy job. A ditty's just designed to make everybody know you're feeling happy at the moment. Big whoop. You go through a lot of circumstances in life where a ditty ain't going to get you through. You need something bigger, something stronger. You need the hymns of the church. Time will sort out the great ones from the not so great, and the church will carry them forward. The key is that the church receives this heritage and she adds to it. Ever so gingerly, ever so carefully over time, she doesn't replace it. The hymns are the people's song. They're preaching. If you wholesale change that out, you've changed the people. And the church has this growing pile she's been carrying forward for these centuries, and it keeps on being enriched. But she doesn't take the new and say, that's all we'll do. She takes the new and puts it with all the treasures of the old. And you hear in the new, ringing through the new, the same thing that rang through the old, this wonderful proclamation.